With their distinct black, orange, and white markings, monarchs are perhaps the most notable species of butterfly. Unfortunately, they are also one of the most threatened, due in large part to habitat loss. Thanks to conservation action by organizations as well as individuals across North America, habitat is being restored for the majestic monarch. In fact, if you see a monarch butterfly here in Baltimore, it could very well be due to the efforts of your neighbors. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Their striking coloration isn't the monarch's only fascinating aspect. Millions of these iconic insects make an impressive seasonal migration twice a year that spans North America, starting as far north as Canada in the late summer and early fall, and about 3,000 miles later, arriving in Mexico or California for the winter months. When temperatures start to warm in the spring, these monarchs breed and lay the eggs of the next generation, which will start the northern journey back to the United States and Canada. It takes four successive generations of monarchs to complete the migration. Incredibly, monarchs traveling north and south follow the same routes as generations before them and know exactly where to go, although they've never made the trip before. Researchers are still unsure just how monarchs navigate in such an expert fashion. But a combination of directional cues, such as the position of the sun and magnetic fields, likely play a role. On their multi-generational journey, monarchs rely on one plant for their survival, milkweed. It's the only plant that monarch caterpillars will eat, and the only plant that reproducing monarchs will lay their eggs on. Because of this dependence, loss of milkweed habitat directly correlates with a serious drop in monarch butterfly populations. According to the National Wildlife Federation, monarch populations have plummeted by approximately 90% in the past 20 years. Research points to large-scale use of herbicides that destroy milkweed as the main cause of the monarch's decline. Waning milkweed habitat isn't the only culprit. Severe weather and illegal deforestation have also played a role. This population decrease is all the more disconcerting because monarch butterflies are considered an important indicator of ecological health, as well as a key representative of pollinator populations. Thankfully, efforts to boost populations of monarch butterflies are widespread throughout North America, and Baltimore is no exception. With a grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the Monarch Butterfly Community Conservation Program was created last year, enabling the National Aquarium to work with Living Classrooms Foundation, the National Wildlife Federation, and other organizations to create milkweed habitat for migrating monarchs in South Baltimore. The first step of the program involved harvesting milkweed seeds from Poplar Island in the Chesapeake Bay. Milkweed plants were then grown in a greenhouse at Masonville Cove Environmental Education Center in South Baltimore. This past spring, local students came to Masonville Cove for the first planting of milkweed through the program, with National Aquarium staff on hand to provide guidance. Critical habitat for monarchs is being restored through this program, but there's an added bonus. Local communities are also reconnecting with and taking ownership of green spaces in their neighborhoods. Residents who wish to help provide habitat for local native species can get involved in one of the National Aquarium's many urban conservation programs, or they can take actions in their own backyards. In the case of the monarch butterfly, the simple action of planting milkweed is enough to help provide vital habitat for these magnificent but tiny creatures. To learn how you can provide a place for local wildlife to thrive and create a certified wildlife habitat through the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife program, visit aqua.org/certify. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.